Sunny in Nashville. We expect a high in the upper 60s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. New numbers show Nashville's downtown tourism district is generating even more money than previously understood, and that's fueling new ideas among state lawmakers for how to spend it. The surplus cash tops $500 million and is held by the Nashville Convention Center Authority. More than a decade ago, when the Music City Center was built, officials funneled multiple tax streams into paying off the project. Those include hotels and rental cars, as well as a portion of sales tax throughout a tourism zone that encircles downtown. The Nashville Business Journal reports the surplus has more than tripled in 3 years. It's only occasionally been tapped into, including some emergency payments to the broader metro government during tight fiscal times. Tennessee Republicans previously considered reworking the funding streams to be less lucrative. Now, a new proposal instead looks to define how the surplus would be spent. Among the ideas up for consideration this week are channeling dollars into the East Bank revitalization, doing more to court a Super Bowl, and funding more downtown safety measures. A bill requiring proof of U.S. citizenship in order to vote is headed to the governor's desk. The proposal passed the state Senate yesterday. It calls on election officials to verify a voter's immigration status through a federal database. Current law already requires voters to confirm their citizenship status when registering. This latest incarnation adds the Department of Homeland Security's role to make the data available. This is one of many bills nationwide imposing stricter voter ID requirements aggressively pushed by President Trump. Rural hospitals are shutting down at an alarming rate nationwide, and Tennessee has the highest closure rate per capita in the country. Wes Ward is the mayor of Linden. The town of about 1,000 people is on the Buffalo River, 90 miles west of Nashville. He and his neighbors watched surrounding hospitals close one by one before watching their own go dark in 2020.
There was something definitely wrong somewhere. Some red tape, some bureaucracy, something that was causing the closure of so many. I mean, that wasn't just a coincidence that all these small communities lost their hospital at one time.
Linden's luck turned in September. It took years of navigating the legal system, along with advocating for policy changes at the State House, gutting the building, and replacing its equipment. But a new buyer got the Perry County Community Hospital open again. You'll hear more later this hour and on today's episode of This is Nashville, which is about solutions to fill the gaps in rural healthcare. These are the first stories in a series called Healthcare Hollow. The series is made possible in part by the NIHCM Foundation. And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.